Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
I got me a Chrysler. And it's about to set.
106.5 The Egg.
Time for another Wake Up Call Top 5. These are the top 5 things to help you cook like a professional chef. Now, listen, I don't know if we really need to do this, guys, because since we've been in quarantine, I've been watching a lot of the Food Network, okay? So Guy Fieri has taught me a lot. I've been watching a lot of Chopped. I've been doing a lot of Guy's Grocery Games. So, you know, go ahead and run over the list, and we'll compare notes, and we'll see if we're on the same page, okay?
Okay, thanks. Before I do that, though, you've been watching those shows, but how many new dishes have you cooked?
Yeah, I was just going to say, have you put any of this into practice?
I mean, I haven't gotten to the practice stage yet, but only time will tell.
Oh, it's a stage. All right.
Right.
I understand.
He's waiting for the next quarantine.
Right.
I see. Okay, well, the first thing on here is use a great knife. And I cannot emphasize this enough. In my house, we use the Wusthof brand, which is pretty good. It's good for what is considered an affordable brand. But I got to tell you, we get ours professionally sharpened every 2 years, which we probably should do it even more. And which, by the way, is an experience because we only found one person. He's downtown in Sacramento. He's old as dirt. And he, like, is always dirty because it's literally him grinding metal, like, in this tiny little dark room. But he does great work. Anyway.
Well, I guess, now that I think about it, though, I mean, my girlfriend, when she cooks, she does complain that the knives are very dull. So,
right.
All right, I'm going to make a note of that and make sure that, maybe get some sharper knives. Okay, I appreciate
it. I would like to put out a warning about probably 2 years ago, maybe a little less. I did get new knives, and I got Cutco knives, which are like, you know, fancy schwancy sort of. Granted, somebody sells them to you door to door, but whatever. And couldn't stop cutting myself.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so thank you for the warning. Knives are sharp. Okay. So.
No, but I mean, like when you have a sharp knife, you have to understand if it grazes you even the tiniest bit.
It's going to cut you. Yeah.
You're going to get cut.
Kind of like what knives do.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Okay, all right. Moving on.
Also, I at some point want to hear the story about how you got suckered into a door-to-door salesman purchase. Okay, second one. Use stock instead of water. I agree with this as well.
Okay, yes, I agree.
It infuses flavor instantly into whatever you are boiling or using the water which you've replaced with stock.
And if you're using kind of crappy food, if you're eating like rice-a-roni, it makes it taste way, way better.
Right. I guess, if you're making rice-a-roni, sure. Yeah, that's true. Okay. Grind your own pepper. Yeah. This adds so much flavor to the pepper itself. It may take a little bit longer, but get a pepper mill because it makes a big difference. Mm. Along the same lines, shred your own cheese. What? Pre-shredded cheese is trash. It doesn't take any time to get a block of cheese and a grater. You just grate it on there and then use that because of the same process.
I mean, we know how to grate cheese, but to say that I do have an electric cheese grinder, though. I will tell you that. And that, invest in one of those.
and you're against the grind your own cheese, the grate your own cheese?
It has a lot of parts to it. You got to take it out, plug it in, find all the parts. I mean, just buy cheese shredded in a bag.
Okay. I disagree with that. This is how to cook like a chef, Katie.
I know.
Right.
I heard
okay?
you.
All right. Okay. And then finally, prepare everything in advance. If there's certain things that need to be measured out, it is worth it to go get teeny tiny ramekin bowls or regular bowls and have everything measured. This creates more concentration time on the making of whatever you're making. You don't have to worry about multitasking because you've done it all ahead of time.
Got it. Okay.
Sounds like a lot of work.
I mean, if you want to cook like a professional chef, Rain, it does require a little bit of time.
Can I just watch the shows of them being professional chefs and then I can?
You can't
feel like
eat my... a show. You cannot put a show in your mouth.
Said that 1,000 times.
All right. Well, Intern Kevin is here. Good morning, Intern Kevin.
Good morning, everyone.
All right. So, Intern Kevin likes to walk around here and claim that he is somewhat of a cooking connoisseur.
I am. I'm a home chef.
No.
No, you're not.
Do you think you follow in some of these guidelines?
I do, but his weren't as good. I can give you mine.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I agree with the preparing the ingredients first. To do it, but I disagree with your knife thingy, Gavin. I think you should have different knives. Did you know there are different types of knives?
Are you joking right now?
Yeah, there's different types of knives. There's a knife that you use for every day, and then there's a meat cutting knife, and there's a fruit cutting knife. The different cuts make it easier to cook with.
Kevin, that goes without saying. Everyone knows there are different kinds of knives.
Right.
That is true.
Maybe some of them don't.
Who? Do you think that Rain? Rain, how many different knives do you own?
Six, maybe.
Six,
what are their
Kevin?
Shapes?
I don't know. Knife shape?
Triangle.
I don't know.
Yeah,
you guys aren't professionals.
I mean,
I'm not sure you
got
either.
Your butcher knife, your serrated bread knife. You've got like your little teeny tiny knife. Then you've
That's
got your
a paring
bigger
knife.
Serrated knife.
Okay, maybe you guys do know your knives.
Okay.
Okay, next suggestion. Spices are your best friend.
Oh.
Okay.
Salt, pepper, cayenne, any spice you could do, spice up your food. If you throw in spices, you're good.
Those are pretty much the basic bitch spices.
So yeah, are honey, you saying as opposed to not seasoning your food at all?
Yeah, I know some people that don't season.
Who?
A lot
are they
of
the
people.
Same people that don't know about the knives?
Yes, actually.
Okay.
Okay, Kevin, can I ask you, you named off salt, pepper, cayenne, and stopped. Can you name other ones?
Garlic pepper, garlic powder, thyme.
Thyme.
cumin, paprika, smoked paprika. Those are my favorites.
Okay.
All right.
Is that okay?
You
All
can
right.
have lemongrass powder. That's fun to
All right.
cook
is
with,
okay?
too.
Did you hear? Right.
Mm-hmm. All right,
what's your next one?
When in doubt, bake it out. So when you're having trouble in the kitchen and you don't know what to do with anything, you can bake
Throw
literally anything.
Veggies,
you can bake it. It tastes way better. Meats, you can bake it, and it's easier to cook.
Huh. Okay.
Is that true?
Yes, it is. You just got to temperature control so it doesn't dry out.
Okay, I don't know if that's true, Rain.
I'm like a home chef. What are you talking
You're
about?
You're not a home chef.
I cook every day.
We literally.
So do
that
I.
is not true.
But
that
I
is
cook
so not
delectable
true.
Dishes.
You eat fast food every day.
Not that's anymore. I've
different.
Been on a home cooking diet for a month and a half now.
Where are the Instagram pictures?
Yeah.
There's no way you would do it.
I did see that he deep fried some shrimp.
I didn't deep fry it. I pan fried some marinated garlic shrimp to replicate a famous shrimp dish. Just so you know.
Just so you know. Walk us through what you did. What did you do?
Well, I got the biggest shrimp that you can buy, like they're jumbo shrimps, practically lobster sizes.
Okay.
You devein the shrimp because if you don't devein it, you're going to have a whole bunch of nastiness.
Get to the cooking part.
Yeah. You have to prep to cook. Okay, well, then I pan-fried some garlic and some olive oil.
Oh, so you're just jumping right to the, and then I pan-fried
You said jump to the cooking.
Okay, what did you do? Just in oil?
No, olive oil. You never cook just regular oil. What are you, a canola oil user?
What are you?
It sounded like Katie said you deep fried them, so I assumed that you breaded them first.
You don't deep fry it. You pan fry because deep fry takes away the moisture from the shrimp, so it's not good anymore.
They look deep fried.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Well, it was delectable.
Okay. Are we missing
any? What kind of knife did you use?
A deveining knife.
I don't think that's a thing.
Yeah. I can show you my deveining knife.
I mean,
I want to see it.
Is that what you tell the ladies?
The ladies like my food, okay? I cook them something after we
get the ladies on the phone. Let's talk to them.
I can't.
Why?
They want to remain anonymous.
Why?
Yeah, I would too after eating the trash that Kevin cooks.
I don't cook trash.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.